the initial idea behind Lollapalooza was to take it on the road, and I did it for a few years, and it, you know, where it, when it was popular. But is there ever a plan to take it back on the road? Maybe not on that huge a scale, but
Lollapalooza will walk again. Lollapalooza will run again. Lollapalooza is going to trot around the world. In the next 10 years, we're going to begin to move it, and it's going to be very exciting to show up and work with the cities and communities and transform these communities. We work together like we do in Chicago to transform Chicago, where we donate over $1 million to the parks and recreations to beautify their parks and plant gardens on the rooftops. And we'll be doing that and more around the world soon.
But no date set.
Not yet, but it's not going to be too far.
Well, I remember going to the first couple. What the first year? Who was on the first year? Pearl Jam.
No, the first year. That was the second year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. I remember, like it was yesterday, seeing Eddie Vedder jump into the crowd while he was singing "I'm Still Alive."
I remember
that's a highlight.
I remember him. One of them. I saw it in Toronto. I remember one of them climbing the scaffolding, going way up into the rafters. It was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Well, and it wasn't just that though. It wasn't just the shows. It was also the vendor fairs and the secondary areas.
Yeah.
And that's a huge part of the festival now, I believe, as well.
Well, yeah, it's a part. It's a big part of all the festivals going out there now. I like to use and work with regional materials and regional, not just organizations, but regional. I like working with the communities to bring those kinds of things to the festival, you know. I think it saves your carbon footprint, number one, but also it's a smart idea to build things with using regional resources in mind.
You have your own personal history musically with Jane's Addiction, with Porn Over Pyras, have a huge back catalog of songs. Will any of these make their way into the Satellite Party performances, or is it all...
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a party.
So anything?
We could sing a Beatles tune, or we could sing Porno for Pyros, or we could sing a Doors tune, or a Satellite Party song. Yeah, it's a party.
And, make sure, when you're doing the planning for the touring one, you make sure it gets Calgary on the itinerary.
Calgary.
Well,
you know, we're doing it in a very backwards way. We're gonna be actually asking people if they're interested in having, you know, the events that we're going to be doing. If they're interested in having us and speaking with city planners as well as the promoters. So, you know, if you wanted to organize a committee, that's really what it takes, a committee.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see about doing it. We as we say, we enhance the environment when in our wake.